We are very fortunate that today we have with us Dr. Nasheen from London. Naseeb. Naseema. Okay, I thought it is Nasheen, Dil Takht Nasheen, like that. So Dr. Naseem is with us. She is from London. And I don't know much about her, but at least I know that she is the mother of Brother Tony, who is the main instrumental in Karachi for running the center. Though it is incognito, but it is a center. So he is the mother of Brother Tony. And from her experience, you will come to know much more. And I will ask her, request her to introduce yourself. Okay, today's topic is, as she is doctor, she is going to speak on health. So she is going to speak on healthy living, how to live a healthy life. Dr. Naseem.
Om Shanti. And good morning. My name is Naseem. It's an Arabic Persian name, which means morning breeze. So in a hot country, if you go out in the morning, the air which welcomes you, that's Naseem. So I'm welcoming all of you here as a morning breeze. I've been in Gyan, I'm a medical doctor, sister has already said. I've been in Gyan for 21 years. I came here for the first time in 93. And time has gone. And many of you have been here for some time, or some of you may be new. As I was thinking about healthy living, I thought we are so fortunate. There is some commotion at the back because of translation, I think. Yes, that's what I'm thinking. I'm waiting for them. Okay, can I start now? Okay. So I was thinking that we are so fortunate that almost every day God Almighty teaches us how to stay in perfect health. And WHO definition, that is World Health Organization definition of perfect health, is physical, mental, spiritual and social well-being. Unless all those aspects are in order, we don't really feel healthy. So God has been telling us that in golden age there'll be no one who will be unhealthy. Everyone will be in perfect health. The first time I came to organization, Dadi Janki was giving it to talk, and she told me, she said, you won't get a job in golden age because there will be no doctors, no nurses, no physiotherapists, no counselors, any of health professionals, they won't be there, because people will have perfect health. So we have to see what is the perfect health in golden age and why most of us are not so well. Even after coming to Gyan, we don't feel that we are as healthy as we can be. And what is the reason? So what in the golden age, people are pure. Pure does not just mean that body is pure, but mentally they are pure. That they don't create any thoughts, any words or any actions they have, they are pure. Pure means they don't give any pain to us, to people who are thinking or speaking or doing things, and not to others. That's the purity meaning. So, we live in this body. We means souls, consciousness. This is the difference, that consciousness, we are all consciousness, which is the real being. Human being means human, and human being means consciousness. The awareness, the energy which makes us think, what is good, what is bad, which is what I want to do, all my needs, wants, thinking takes place by the being. Because body is made up of matter. Now we are living in this body, and just imagine in your ordinary home, if you bring everything you want from outside, you leave your doors open, and any cats, dogs, rats, any animals or other people can come inside because your doors are open. And also you bring things from outside, and you never throw anything outside. You don't have a system to throw out the rubbish from your house. So what will be the condition of your house? Can anyone tell me? I don't think I want to give lecture, I want you to participate. So what will be condition of our house? It'll be dirty. It'll be impossible to live in that house happily. A lot of people are going anywhere, dogs, cats, anyone can, because you have left the doors open. The same way, when we leave all our doors open, we are looking at things all the time outside, what is happening, what others are doing, what news are, what is in the newspaper, what is on the TV, what dramas are going on in the on the television, we know all about it. So all those things, cats and dogs and everything, is coming in. And then most of the time we are thinking about those things, what happen outside us. And we keep on storing information from outside all the time. And we don't have the system, we have not understood what I should allow inside and what I should not. In physical homes, we keep our doors closed. And we keep on cleaning our house every day, most of the time. And if there is rubbish, we throw out. But mental rubbish, which we put in our minds, we keep it inside all the time. They say, when a child is born, is because the soul communicates with the body through the brain. Brain is like a computer. And computer hasn't developed, so child cannot understand everything. But it can record everything which is what information is given to us. So for the until the age of 6 or 7, whatever child hears, what goes on in my home, what goes on in my surroundings, what my society tells me, what my school teacher tells me, what my friends tell me, that is all recorded. So think about it. Even in one home, every child's recording is different. Because they have different contacts, even the same children. Even between them, with their parents' contacts, is different slightly with each child. So they all, our storehouse has got different information. And when we grow up, we see the world according to what information we have stored, because that is our understanding what this world is. What we understood from our childhood, from our surrounding, from our teaching, that is what we see the world. And when we grow up, then everyone's world is different. But we expect somehow that other people should think and behave exactly as I do. And if they don't, other people don't, then we don't like them. The people who think like us, who behave like us, who dress like us, we like them. Who eat like us. But if they are slightly different, we start being afraid of them somehow. There is something wrong with them. So what we are doing is, we are creating wrong information within us. Again, polluting our mind. Because we don't see them as they are. Because they are nothing but they are souls like us. Consciousness is the same. Consciousness is the energy. Consciousness is not good or bad. How that consciousness thinks and views the world, that makes all the difference. And now, science, pure science, physical science, physics, quantum physics, and other sciences are telling us exactly what we've been learning from this institution for the last 76 years. That what they are telling us, that everything, first we used to know that physical world is made up of atoms, of different strength. Then they broke up the atoms and we found out there are different parts in the atoms, electrons, protons, and then now neutrons. And afterwards they found out that everything is energy. Who makes this energy? Why we see different colors, different consistencies, different strengths, different all the different forms? Why they are so different? They are different according to how that energy vibrates in different situations. What makes that energy do that? Science has found out there are thoughts. Our thoughts, we are very, very powerful energies. Whatever we think, that is what happens to us. Simple as that. Physics, the first physics law which we all understood was, there is equal and opposite reaction to every action. And prophets and sages and religions have been telling us, as you sow, so shall you reap. Karma philosophy tells us the same. Every religion has the same. I come from Islam, and the Quran says, if you do the slightest bit of harm, you'll get the return of that. If you do slightest bit of good, you'll get the return of it. So whatever we do, that comes in front of us. Whether we do it knowingly or unknowingly, it doesn't really matter. So what we have to do is to understand, okay, we haven't been doing right, that's why there are some situations, they may be physical, they may be mental, they may be social, that my relationship with other people are not good. Okay, what has happened, I can't put it right. No one can put the past right. But we can put the future right by correcting our thinking, knowing simple fact, whatever I am giving, that is what I am getting. There's not the slightest bit of doubt. And what I like about the knowledge which is given in this institution, I'm using neutral terms because I've got one friend today, she has not taken Gyans, but I've invited her, Dr. Rulu Mukherjee. She's a surgeon from Calcutta. And so whatever we have given, that has caused up, but we can undo it. We are such powerful energies. If only you knew that you can almost change everything in your life according to what you want. And we all want good in our life. The foremost thing is health. If your health is good, then everything else becomes good. And good health starts from good thoughts. You must have experienced in your life that sometimes you are sitting at home and you were not doing anything particularly and your health wasn't good and you were not happy. And someone comes and gives you some good news, maybe about your brother or sister or your child or some good news which you are happy. And all of a sudden you feel so good that if you have a headache, your headache goes. If you had a body ache or you had some arthritis, it goes and you feel happy, you feel like running around. There's no change except that good news. We all have experienced that. You have all experienced telepathy, that you are thinking about someone very close to you, and after a little while that person walks in the house, or that person knocks at the door, or the telephone rings. And what it means is, as you think what you think, you communicate with that person. So we can communicate with anyone or anything if we want something. And people who have really worked on spirituality, and there's a very famous teacher in he's Indian and he's in America, Dr. Deepak Chopra. Have you heard about him? And he says, supposing you want to have ice cream, and you think about ice cream, and you go to fridge, and you open the door, and ice cream is there. And but he said, if you are really, really develop your spirituality, you can think about ice cream, and someone will walk through your room, through the door, and bring ice cream for you. That is possible. So virtually, whatever we think, we can bring it. I'm going to tell you some real good, real stories, true stories. And they are scientific stories. There is a writer and is a science researcher. His name is Joe Dispenza. Joe Dispenza was a career practitioner, but he also had interest in brain, how the brain functions. And he was also interested in hypnotherapy, and he was educating himself with these two branches, and at a very young age running a very good career practice. So he was taking part in pentathlon. And during that incident, one evening, he had a very major accident. And with that accident, he broke 6 of his chest vertebra. And breaking chest vertebra is really dangerous. Any vertebra broken can damage your body really severely. So, of course, he was lying down, his stomach and everybody had a very bad prognosis about him. And he were hearing from his friends that you should give up, sell your practice because you will never walk. And they were going to put rods through his chest to stabilize him, and if he was to be alive, he will be disabled for life. And because he was trying to understand spirituality and also hypnotherapy, or he knew how brain functioning really according to recent researches, he discharged himself from the hospital, which was against everyone's advice. All the surgeons were horrified to hear that he wanted to be discharged. He went to live with his friend who was not far from the place. And what he did was, apart from physical help, physiotherapy or something, he started meditating every day for 3 hours. He says, He himself says, you can find out all these information from internet and from his books. He has written two very good books. So he says, every day he meditated for 3 hours, and during that meditation, if his mind strays from what he was trying to do, he will start his 3 hours again, that no other thought should come. The thoughts he was creating was, because he had the knowledge in anatomy and physiology of his body, he was looking at his vertebra as they were totally perfect, in perfect order. There was no damage, and his vertebra and side nerves and everything was in perfect order. In 10 weeks, of course he had swimming lessons, he was swimming with the help of others, and he was doing physiotherapy as well. But in 10 weeks, he was back to his practice, and he's in perfect health. He has written 2 books. I have got both books. I can't remember the name of the first book. It's about how the brain works, something like that. Second book is, which is more interesting, first one is how really brain functions in details. And the second book is Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself. And that starts from mind. He did a lot of research trying to understand the people who self-heal from dangerous diseases, how do they heal themselves? And he went and interviewed people, and he found out that what these people were doing were, they were thinking, they believed in God, first of all, that there is a divine power which can help them. Second thing was, there was something wrong with their thinking about themselves which was not right. So they started thinking, how would they like to be? They had a different image of their body. Their body was like this, perfect in perfect health. And almost all of them cured themselves by believing, consistently thinking, and going into a phase where they believe that's what they were, not this person, but the other person they wanted to be. So he has said, whatever we think, that is the reason for our disabilities. You must read this book, whoever wants to understand, very beautiful book. Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself by Joe Dispenza. Another person who is, there are many people who have done wonderful works, but some of them which I have read, I'm only sharing with you those. There's another science researcher, and his name is Bruce Lipton. And he has written a book by the name of Biology of Belief. He was researching on the single cells, how cells function in the body. Body is made up of around 100 trillion cells. 100 trillion cells in the body. Every cell is connected, we are all connected with each other. You can pinprick at any point and body knows. They're all connected, their functions. So through his research, he came to this understanding, and now in the scientific world, people who, although it's not become a common knowledge, they have come to the conclusion that the information which were given to us, that we have genetic diseases, it is wrong. Pure genetic diseases are not more than 1-2%. Rest of the diseases are not due to genes, because genes are there, they are prototypes for making proteins. That is all. What proteins make, he gives full information, scientific information. How they make different proteins is according to what information they get. And what information cells get are what we are thinking. Because we all know now, this is a common knowledge, that when whatever we think, by our thinking we produce different hormones at different levels and they change the body. So many of our conditions are like people who are always tense and worrying. They always have heart disease or blood pressure or diabetes or arthritis, because different, all these things put stress on the body. Stress hormones are created due to thinking negative, due to being having painful and worrying thinking, and agitated all the time, concerned what is happening around us all the time, and worrying. Concern is different, but worrying and creating thoughts is different. So whatever you think, if first of all it affects your body, then it affects other people around us. And now I'm going to tell you another story, which is also a true story. So Bruce Lipton has, this book also is wonderful, Biology of Belief. Whatever you believe, that is what you are. In 2006, around that time, there was a letter in the internet which was passed on, you know, someone had writes a letter and then he sends to his friends and his friends send to other their friends, and it spreads in the internet like a wildfire because it was very interesting. In that letter they had given information that there was a hospital in Hawaii in which, in that hospital, they had kept, there was a ward, big ward, where mentally ill criminals were kept. And this ward had small side rooms which were locked. Many of their patients were chained. Most of them were drugged. And they have difficulty in employing any doctor for that ward. Whoever came, they wanted to resign at the end of the month, before the end of the month. And most of the staff was mostly on sick leaves. And they did not know, the hospital didn't know how to manage this ward. So they hired a person who was a psychiatrist, but he was treating, he had learned the art of treating people by an old Hawaiian method. And by that method, what he did was, he asked them that they should be given a room, separate room. He should be given a room, and he wanted notes of the patients. He never saw patients in the ward. He didn't go and talk to them. He just sat in his room. He read the notes of the patients, and then he meditated for everyone. Within few days or weeks or months, people started feeling better. They did not need any medication anymore. Many who were chained were unchained. Many were allowed to go out of their little cubicles where they were locked before. And within 3 years, this ward was empty. This is a true story. And this story, the one of the person who is in charge of some hypnotherapy teachings, and he writes many books, his name is Joe Vitale. So he heard about it and he thought it was a just old wife's tale and it can't be true. But then he heard many times from other people, so he thought, let me investigate what is the truth in it. So he eventually found out who this person was. That person's name is Hugh Lin, Dr. Hugh Lin, this Hawaiian doctor. And he went to see him and he asked him, how does he treat people? How does he, what does he do when he meditates? And he said that You know, we all know, and I've been sharing with you, whatever we do, we are responsible for our own actions, because whatever happens in our life, it is because what we've been thinking. But this person goes beyond that, that whatever happens to people who come in contact with you, or are contacted with you in some, related to you in some way, one way or the other, you are also responsible for what happens to them. Am I clear? You understand? Not only what I do, I am responsible, I am also responsible. Like today, if something I do which is not good, and it affects you in a bad way, then I am responsible. So I have to make sure I don't create any thought, any word, or in my action do anything which can harm you. So he said, but what were you actually doing? And he said, I was saying four things, but it's just a short. He has seminars and he has programs which people attend for some days. So, but essence is, he says, I say four things when I'm meditating. One is, I say I love you. Because love is the thread of human life, which keeps us alive and healthy. He says, I love you. Then I say, I'm sorry. Third thing I say, I apologize, please forgive me. Fourth thing I say, thank you. And he said, whom are you saying these things to? And he says, I am saying to that person, but I am saying in front of the Divine to help me. Because with Divine's help, I can erase the negative feelings. Any negative feelings I have in my consciousness is affecting everyone and affecting that person as well. So I remove that part. He actually does, Dr. Hewlin does courses all over the world now, in Europe and in America, I don't know where else. And if you want more information, if you print in Google for the treatment is called Ho'oponopono. Ho'oponopono. And if you look for that, and Dr. Hewlin and Joe Vitale, he's written a book, and the name of that book is Zero Limits. And he explains in that how he has, so many people have adopted. What they are doing is, whatever negativity we have kept in our subconscious mind, and Joe Vitale and Dr. Hewlin, he says, we should continuously erase that negativity from our subconscious mind by saying these four things, with total awareness of the mind. And that's what we've been learning all this time. I've been learning 21 years in this organization, which God is teaching us. But you know, we are more attuned to the outside world, so today I'll talk to you about outside world. Because if I tell you what God is telling, many of you might not believe, I don't know. But what God has been telling is exactly the same thing, that you should be, every thought, word and action should be pure. Because it's going to come back to you and is going to others as well. Your energy is making everyone else unhealthy and making you unhealthy. So he has written this book, Zero Limits. There is no limit to goodness, and there is no limit to how healthy you can become by creating the right kind of thoughts. Of course, when we create right kind of thoughts, we also have good diet, isn't it? Because then we don't eat for the taste buds. because food for the body is fuel. Like we put petrol in our cars, same way we have to put the right kind of food in our bodies. By the way, Amisha, papaya is very good. I was sharing papaya with her, she didn't want to eat, so I'm telling her. So, there's another research scientist. His name is Dr. T. C. Campbell. He did research for 40 years on food. Originally their family is from Ireland. They have settled in America, and they have farms in America. And he was a farm boy, and he went to university to learn more about farming so that he could produce more milk, more meat, more cheese, all these things. But what his research told him is totally his view changed. And he has written this book. The name of the book is The China Study. And I have not seen, I've read many books on health, but I have not seen such a good research study based on true facts, because many people write books about health, but they just say, eat this, this food gives you this benefit, this food gives you, but there is no knowledge behind it, where they have taken this information. But he writes this information, where he's taken it, what research he has done, why he has come to this conclusion. Why it's called China Study, he did, because most of the research is done on animals. He did, for a long time he did research on animals. There was a research paper in some Indian doctors did it, and he came across that information and he showed to one of his senior colleagues, and he said, oh, the Indians must have made mistake. That research said that they divided two groups of rats or mice. To both groups they gave a carcinogenic poison. It's called I am forgetting the name, because I only this morning they told me about the talk, so I can't remember all the names I would have told you. I think it's called Dicine or something, I don't know. I am forgetting the full name. So this is a fungal poison, and what it does is produces liver cancer. What they found was in Far East, one of the Far East countries, I think it was Philippine or something, young children were getting liver cancer. Mostly in the West, liver cancer is in older people. And young people were getting cancer, and they went, Dr. Campbell went there to find out why young people were getting, and they eventually found out the chemical which were from fungus on the peanuts. And these rich children from rich families, they were having a lot of peanut butter. And you know, when they are making butter, there are people who are making, they are not very careless whether the nuts have fungus or not. So young children were getting... So what they did, this poison, I'm forgetting the name of poison, I might remember by the end of the talk, but they gave poison to both groups of mice. One group of mice, they gave 5% protein. To the other group, they gave 15% protein. And the protein they gave was milk protein. And the mice who were given 15% protein, they all died of liver cancer. And the mice which had 5% of milk protein, they all survived. So even that cancer, which poison which was causing cancer, didn't affect which had very little protein. So he has come to conclusion by his research that any animal protein, including milk protein, is not good for us. All Western diseases, because he lives in the West, so he talks about Western diseases like heart disease, blood pressure, diabetes, obesity, autoimmune diseases, arthritis, all these diseases are caused by animal proteins. Luckily in India they don't eat that much animal protein, although the Indians who live outside, they all eat protein, because I know many of my Indian friends, Hindu friends, they all eat meat. And I am a Muslim and I tell them I don't eat meat. So it's he has proved by his research that even milk and milk products, they are not good for us. So for good health, we need lots of fresh fruits, not mixed with food. Fruit should be eaten on its own, and single fruit at one time for best results. And we should eat a lot of whole meal things, whole like grains also, they are good for us, and lots of raw vegetables we should eat, good for us. He has proved it, and it's again, this book is eye-opener because it's based on good research. And we should eat food because it is fuel for us, and about taste buds, because most of us eat food what we are used to, which we like, and if it's slightly different, we don't like it in the beginning. But taste buds are such, taste can be developed. If you keep on eating good quality food which is good for us, then you will develop a taste and you will like that, and you won't like what you used to eat before. So you can always change your taste. So eating food for taste is not, I mean, we've been told in spiritually that we should not eat this in the spiritual university, but now science is telling us exactly the same. And of course, physical bodies are made up of, they are physical, they have to do some physical exercise. If we keep on sitting and we are lazy, which I am also, so I keep telling myself as well, that you have to give yourself enough exercise. Body is meant to move about, to do something. And if you don't use your muscles, they will, if you lie down on bed for 7 days, and then you want to get up, you will feel, you won't be able to walk, because your muscles will become weaker. They need constant exercise. So good exercise, good food for the mind, these are the essential elements for good health. And if you don't do that, and I think everything is important, but most important is mental health. If his mental health is not good, if we are not able to produce right kind of thoughts for us, and we keep a lot of rubbish here, then that is going to give us pain. I was saying that if you keep on putting rubbish in your house, what will the condition of your house? And same way, if we hear all the things, and then supposing you don't like something, you look at others and then you criticize what they are doing in your mind, and looking at others, what they are doing, that's none of your business really, unless they are directly affecting you. But we look at other people, we dislike what they are doing, or something, as someone has said something which I didn't like, then I keep on thinking here. And as many times I think, I make that thought so strong, I use all my enzymes for thinking that rubbish, that no enzymes or no vitality is left to look after the rest of the body functions. That's how diseases are created. And we all know if we don't like something, we keep on thinking. We create up to 30 to 40 thoughts per minute. Multiply that with 60, multiply that 24 hours, multiply that for 7, and multiply that with 52, and see how many thoughts you create in a year. Then see how many of those thoughts are useful and how many are waste. And for your information, I'll tell you, most of us have 99% of our thoughts waste. So that is how much waste we have inside here, and that is what creates our thoughts. That information which we are keeping creates our thoughts and our attitudes, and the information in the body which is going, which is producing the quality of our life. Physical, mental, social, spiritual, all depends upon what is the condition. And that is what this university is about. Without what I have learned from here, I don't think we can really live healthily. Because the stress, the program every day in this university is that you meditate every morning. And what is real meditation? I have to understand that. Meditation is not just sitting and saying, I am a soul, and I am God's child. That's not enough. Meditation means to look within, go inside us. Inside, look at what I have inside me. What I am thinking most of the time. Is that healthy? Is it giving me vitality or taking away my vitality? Because our immune system, our body functions, they only work well when we are positive. When we are thinking negative, I'm looking at the times, nearly time. When we are thinking negatively, then we drain our body of energy. So, sisters and brothers, our health is in our own hands. Not in God's hand, because we often pray to God, give us health, give us wealth. He can't give us wealth, He can't give us health. He can give us advice. He can make us understand. And all these things which the science is researching now, He is telling us much more than that in this university. And that's what I have learned. I think I'll stop now because it's time for me to stop, and I will invite you to ask questions if you have any questions. Yes, please. Very good. Very good question. Have we got another sister is saying, you can come here and use this.
No problem.
Yeah.
Because Dr. Naseem is doctor, and I would like to understand when a patient dies, what actually leaves the body, what actually is left behind. A doctor certifies the body is dead, the heart is not functioning, the heart functions aren't there. The patient is not breathing, or maximum the reflexes aren't there, the deep reflexes. But what actually does happen? Why does all the cells stop their functions all at a time?
Okay, good, very good question. So what is left? I am speaking through this mic, and all of a sudden, mic doesn't work. What is left? Current is not coming. Soul, consciousness is the energy which is not a physical energy, is a metaphysical energy that lives in the body, what I understand, and which makes sense as well, near pituitary gland, between pituitary gland and hypothalamus, and pineal body, there's a little, very little space, because this consciousness, this energy is very small, it's just a point of light. That's what soul is. 96% of the time it works in a subconscious level to keep the body, all the body function going. We don't ask heart to beat how many times and lungs to clean the blood, but it happens automatically. And it is all done through the with the soul's energy. Energy of the soul reaches every cell of our body. That's how we come to. And when we are suffering from pain or this, body doesn't suffer because body is made up of matter. Like a seat you are sitting on doesn't suffer, this mic doesn't suffer, this chair doesn't suffer. What suffers is our consciousness. And consciousness is in the soul, that little energy. Actually, that little energy does everything in the world. God is a creator and we are also creator, but we don't know what we are creating. So we create our life the way, and when this body is not functioning, soul leaves and goes and goes to another body, like a child's body which is to be born. And when you learn, take the course, you'll understand details. So it is the energy is left, like electricity. So I thought this was the best example at the time. So it's like electricity. You want to watch television, electricity is, you don't have connection, it won't work. So this is not when that connection stops, because body doesn't take any information, then soul leaves and body is dead. Okay. Yes, sure. Loudly, please. Well, body is a physical body. It has got its, you know, like any machine you have in the house, washing machine or your cooker or your fans or your heaters, or millions of ways we use electricity. And they all have different functions. And if you use those functions properly, then those machines work, otherwise they don't work. So this machine also, body machine, actually soul gets tired by functioning all the time. And soul needs rest. So soul goes, leaves the body, disconnects. So in the morning you are a little bad because body needs to wake up and start functioning. Because it hasn't been functioning. It has been repairing, body is still functioning, it repairs at night when we sleep, but it hasn't been physically functioning, so you need something. Even if you get up and have some hot water, you'll feel better. Coffee does help us, but a lot of it is our mental thinking, because we also used to with the taste, and it also is addictive as well.
So I personally am caffeine.
Okay, another thing you can do is don't take meals late at night, and don't take too much at night. Food also affects. Food creates carbohydrate. I must tell you something. I'm sorry if I'm delaying you, but this story is so interesting. They have found out with advanced equipment we have these days that this empty space we used to say is empty space, nothing is empty. And they are calling it an empty space. Some people call it field of all possibilities. Some people call it divine matrix. And amazing thing is, with the help of advanced technology, with computer, they can see what it looks like. And its structure looks like just structure of the brain. this empty space. And what they say is, in this field of possibilities, whatever you think, you create. And if you want to really advance knowledge on this, there is a person, he has taken part in that film which was called Matrix. I don't know if any of you have seen Matrix. It's the same Divine Matrix. And he's in the film Matrix. And he gives beautiful talks. His name is Greg Braden. And he told a story in one of his talks. And he showed a film clip which is worth understanding. There was a woman in America. She had a bladder cancer, urinary bladder. And that cancer was so big, they refused to operate on her. And she was trying to find out if anyone can help her. And she found out there was a hospital in Beijing, in China, where they don't give any medicines. It's a medicine-free hospital. So what they do is, these people there in the hospital are trained to create vibrations which heal people. So this woman went to this hospital, and he shows the clip in one of his talks on the in the internet. And they are taking, they have taken a ultrasound film on one side where they show the tumor is there, and on the other side they show while they are meditating. And they are not meditating, they are meditating loudly. They are saying some words, but words doesn't mean anything. It is their consciousness. And in their consciousness, what they say is that she is already healed. Whatever is perfect. That is also law of this divine matrix, that you should say what you exactly want, not say negative things. So they don't say it will heal. It will heal means it's still not well, but they say it is healed. And they were saying the word was so, but that word doesn't mean anything. So within 3 minutes, on the clip, if you see Greg Braden write on the internet and find out in which talks he says, within 3 minutes that tumor disappeared. Consciousness used in proper way works wonders. So that's why you have come to this university, to learn how we can use this consciousness, that it not only makes our life like we are living in heaven now. We will be so happy. Not in future. If you don't create that condition now, how will you go to heaven? You have to have that sort of mind so that you can go to heaven. Otherwise, you'll make it hell. So you can't go to heaven unless you have that. And you have to have that mindset now. You have to create it now. Not in future. Thank you. You want to ask something? Yeah? Which one?
Thank you.
Oh, yes. 4 things. Write down, all of you. It's very useful to remove, all the time say, while you're walking, talking, eating, say these things so that you're not thinking about anything else. So all the rubbish will disappear, because whatever we think, we give strength to that. So first one is, I love you. And second is, I'm sorry. Third is, please forgive me. I add it, apologize. You make all these differently longer, but base is that. Please forgive me. And fourth is, thank you. You are expecting the other person has accepted your forgiveness and love. Okay. Om Shanti. Pardon? Yeah, milk, all milk products. Powder or cheese or anything or yogurt, everything is the same. You read this book, it's worth reading. It's worth reading. It's an eye-opener. Well, yes, you can get used to it. There are always alternatives. Okay, thank you very much. Soya is okay as long as it's not genetically engineered. You know, these days they make a lot of soya with genetic engineering. So if you are sure that it's not genetically engineered, it's natural, then it's okay. Yeah.